Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs. I am joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini, and we have a very exciting update today, and that is regarding the tirzepatide formulation. There has been a big change, and Natalie, you want to introduce what that change is?
Absolutely. So Zepbound is going to be available starting today in the KwikPen pen, so that instead of opening a box of four titrated pens, you get 2.5, you get 5, you get 7.5, that it will actually be in a 1 month per pen dose titrated KwikPen that we're all familiar with, that you would see Humalog in, for example. So we're really excited about this. We have talked before about using Ozempic and being able to dose titrate when people struggle with that jump from one dose to the next. This will allow us to work a little bit in between, and I'm excited about that. Diane, I think both you and I do that in our practice all the time, especially that side effect.
Right. I mean, I'm excited for a few reasons. Also, a lot of people have been using the vials because the vials have been available through their direct program with the reduced cost. And I mean, it's just, it feels a little bit like going backwards with vials. We certainly with insulin try to avoid using vials now. And in fact, our guidelines really say like pens would be preferred over vials. So that is really, really good. But to your point about doing those smaller doses, so even though in theory with a vial, you know, you'd think you could do that, the vials, you know, they've been pretty adamant not to do that, that there's not preservatives in the vial. There's that increased risk of infection when you're taking a syringe and you're poking it again and again. So yes, the pen is so much easier to use. But you're absolutely right. Like some people, even with that starting dose, which I know is just a starting dose, it's not a therapeutic dose, that 2.5 milligrams, sometimes people just have, you know, it just is really hard on them with the GI side effects. And this ability to perhaps be able to start a little bit lower, or if they're trying to go up to the next dose, not having to go straight, like being able to go a little bit more slowly for tolerability. That's something that is off label, but I know.
Shut it tomorrow, right? Exactly. Or today, whenever we get this in our hands, right? Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. I also, you know, think about other parts of this though. When I have people open, because we have samples in our practice, when I have people open that first sample box to give that first dose, I have had lots of people say, wow, so I throw all this away every month. And I say, oh no, you can recycle the box. And that is true. You can recycle the box. You can't recycle those pens, and they're four disposable pens. So taking that ability to put less in our landfill, I think is a big deal to me, right? It's important to think about the future and not the amount of medical waste. So this alone will decrease those four pens down to one pen per month.
That's a really good point. Also, just thinking about like people traveling and stuff. I mean, if you're gone more than a week, you've got to take multiple pens with you. And now, you know, one pen will last that full month, which is just very, very convenient.
I love that. The other thing that we should talk about, when you prescribe Ozempic, you know, 1 milligram dose or 0.25 to 0.5, it comes with the right number of pen needles in the box. This prescription will not come with pen needles. So when you order these from Lilly Direct, which is where you're going to be able to get them in the beginning, this is the only place right now, as of today, that you can order them. They will eventually be available in pharmacies, but right now, Lilly Direct, you do need to add a box of pen needles, or, you know, sometimes people's copay for pen needles is higher. Sometimes people will order them from Amazon. We'll send the prescription someplace else, right? They can get a cheaper version at Walgreens or wherever. So just keep that in mind if you're a prescriber, that they will need separate prescription for pen needles for this. Interestingly, pen needles come in a box of 100. So, you know, you order a box of 100 and you need one needle a week, that's a 2-year supply. So they won't need refills anytime soon, but you really only need a 4-millimeter needle for the majority of people out there. We, you know, I found out the other day there are still 12.8 millimeter needles around. I can't even imagine selecting that for a person. So please use a 4 or 5 millimeter pen needle.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And for anyone listening that might be getting this, and if your prescriber forgot to do that, you can order pen needles like on Amazon. You don't have to have a prescription to be able to get pen needles. It's just nice because then hopefully your insurance might cover that. But at least you can still have a way to get those pen needles. So
it's very exciting, though. I'm excited about this. I think this is a great option for patients. I think it will make dosing easier. I think it will be it's a convenience factor. It's an environmental factor. Great job, Lily. That's my comment.
Yeah. One other thing, I want everyone to know that, and this is a little bit different than the Ozempic pen, is that you are supposed to actually prime it each time. So there is a priming dose. You do 2 clicks similar to an insulin pen. You hold it vertically to get the air out of it. But they are recommending priming each time as opposed to the Ozempic pen, which actually you prime it. There's a priming dose and then you don't.
One time, right. When you first put it on. Right. Exactly. You put it on, prime one time and you're done with that Ozempic pen. With this, you are encouraged to prime every time. Yes.
Right. I mean, it's
much more like an insulin dose versus a GLP-1 dose. Yes.
Yeah. And then the other thing is just that I think with LillyDirect, when they first started with the vials, they started with the lower doses and then they gradually started adding all of them. Day one, like
everything's available. Right. Yeah.
So if someone, you know, is already on high dose, maybe they're already taking 15 milligrams, they should be able to transition from the vial to the pen, which will be
right away. Right. That's a really big deal too. Right. You're right. They did. They started with 2.5 and 5 and then they added other doses. This is, you know, I think they're recognizing that people are taking the higher doses now and why make those people wait? I'm thrilled that they are. And they've told people that the drug is readily available. We expect to be able to fulfill all prescriptions that are there now in vial and convert them all to pen if people are interested.
That is so awesome. So since we're on the topic of GLP-1 type of drugs, just another quick update. And this is actually outside U.S. This is not in the U.S. yet.
Yet. Right.
But they did in Europe approve high dose of semaglutide injectable, the 7.2 milligrams. So that's a pretty big jump, right? From currently the highest dose of Wegovy, semaglutide is 2.4 milligrams. So they're going to have a higher dose that'll be available in Europe. My understanding is it has been submitted to the FDA. So we, you know, hopefully you would see it soon in the U.S., but that's, you know, it's exciting that there'll be a higher dose. And the idea is the higher dose does have a little bit more weight loss associated with it.
And absolutely. So remember that this is for those of us here, that would be Wegovy. That is weight loss only. This is not for diabetes. You know, like we have this semaglutide for diabetes is called Ozempic. Semaglutide for weight loss is called Wegovy, right? So it's approved in Europe for weight loss at that 7.2 milligram dose. So excited about that, though, because it does tell us that that they've done the safety analysis and it's been sent to the FDA. We're waiting for approval. I think they're expecting later this year. So maybe this is yet another thing we're going to get to hear about at ADA. We'll see. Another great option for people to treat overweight and obesity, right? That really people struggle and these drugs really make a difference.
Right. One other quick thing I want to comment on. So I don't know the formulation of the 7.2. Currently Wegovy in the US is a one-time use pen.
Yeah.
So it's not clear to me, you know, in Europe or when it would come to the US, you know, if they would switch to do a multi-click pen. But one thing, and this also kind of brings us back to the Zepbound, like the high dose. So let's say someone is taking, you know, they get the 15 milligram pen, but they're taking 2.5. So there might be people encouraged that want to do that, you know, to save costs on it.
Yep.
But one thing we don't know, that pen would last a really long time, right? I mean, instead of lasting a month, it would last like 6 months. We don't know if that's really going to be effective. Because
exactly. How long can it be out of a refrigerator? How many times can you inject it? Is it going to end up with bacteria? You know, like, it's designed to last for 4 injections, right? It's right. not designed to last. Right. Absolutely.
Right. And my understanding is it's designed to be out of the refrigerator for 30 days. So if someone is constantly, you know, taking it in and out of their fridge, or they're making it last so much longer.
Leaving at room temperature. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There is concern on the efficacy. And so I think that, you know, will be something we learn more about. But, you know, it, within reason, we talk about doing partial doses, but really we wouldn't want someone to extend the pen for too long because that could create issues as well.
No, usually when we talk about extending a pen life, it's usually from 1 month to maybe 2, right? Like, it's a handful of weeks. It's not months, right? Like, I don't even know what would happen after 6. I can't imagine how effective, like, how efficacious is going to be a drug that's been sitting that long. Yeah, it'll be, it's right. going to be an interesting time.
Right. It is going to be very, very interesting. All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. That wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue: Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.